Even if you don't spend a lot of time shopping at discount dollar stores, you might want to pay attention to what's happening at the massive retailers. Dollar store owners are forecasting slower growth later this year after seeing a boom in business following the financial crisis. The CEO of Dollar General said in a call with investors last week that he's preparing for a weaker consumer in the back half of the year. Let's bring in Derek Thompson. He's senior editor at The Atlantic, and he's been tracking this story. Derek, good to have you.
Good to be back. Thank you.
So why should we pay attention to this announcement from the Dollar General CEO?
Well, I think you said it up perfectly. I think this is a story that affects not just those of us who shop at dollar stores on a weekly basis, but anybody who cares about the state of the economy and the health of the consumer. And this here, I think, is a story in three parts. In part one, in the recession and the early innings of the recovery, millions of people lost their jobs, millions more lost their savings. And it was an extremely precarious time, and a lot of people went to Dollar General and to dollar stores for their necessities and their groceries. Mm-hmm. In part two, these stores grew. They grew from their sort of initial consumer demographic and even started picking off some people in the middle class and even upper middle class, expanding into richer suburbs and even cities. And now part three is what comes next. And I think if you look across the economy, not just at the health of dollar stores, but everywhere, you see some red signs flashing. The economy seems to be slowing down. Retail is struggling. And what you're hearing from Dollar General is we're not going to grow forever. And in fact, we are already beginning to anticipate that our consumers may cut back.
Now, Dollar General is still growing. They're planning to open nearly 1,000 new stores this year. And already the two biggest chains in the industry have more stores. This is fascinating, than the six biggest U.S. retailers combined. That's Walmart, Kroger, Costco, Home Depot, CVS, Walgreens. These are huge parts of this economy. What kind of role do these dollar stores play in the American economy?
Well, they play an absolutely critical role of providing necessities and even groceries for tens of millions of families. And even though I think it's true that the American media sometimes does over-accentuate the retail scene among the upper middle class, like, say, Amazon Prime, which is disproportionately owned by upper middle class members, or Whole Foods, it's nonetheless the case that tens of millions of people, in fact, far more than those who rely on Whole Foods, are relying on Dollar General and other dollar stores like Dollar Tree. And so I think that it's really, really important to keep in mind not just the way that big cities, exciting cities are spending their money, but how all Americans are spending their money. And the dollar store story tells that very well.
So what does it say about the economy that even shoppers who are still on a budget in a good economy may have to start cutting back what they're spending at these stores?
I think it suggests that you had for a while in the last 5 years rising wages that weren't just happening among the middle and the upper classes, but also among the lower classes, that you had, for example, rising minimum wages that were helping overall income growth among the lower income households, and that in turn was really, really helping the dollar stores, in particular Dollar General, which has really just grown like crazy, not just through the sort of Appalachian area in which it's disproportionately populated, but even into cities like New York City. But what's happening now is that wage growth isn't really accelerating at all. You look at the last employment report, which seemed to show for the first time that we may be finally, after 9 years of job growth, entering a period where job growth is going to be absolutely stagnant. And so if you look not just at the numbers coming out of the dollar stores, but also across the economy, I really do think that we may be hitting the tip of this recovery, and that what happens the next 9 months might be either treading water or, even worse, the beginning of a recession.
A hint of a recession, you think?
Yeah, I do. It's not that anything is going so terribly right now, but rather it's more simply that things are getting better more slowly. It's not the same thing as saying we're about to fall off a cliff. But a recession, by definition, is the end of growth. You can be doing a lot better than you were 10 years ago and still have a recession if the economy stops growing. And I think that if you look at the GDP numbers, at the employment numbers, at the dollar store numbers, at the retail numbers, like where tens of millions of people are actually spending their money, you are seeing the beginning, I think, of this tip, of the fact that we are not going to continue to grow at the same rate that we have for the last few years.
Derek, does it say anything about the state of our the inequality, rather, in our economy that we're using these dollar stores as an economic indicator.
Yeah, it says a lot about the state of inequality in this country. I mean, you have had, for the last 30 years, just gaping inequality between the haves and the have-nots. And if you sort of focus on what's happening in American cities right now, that a lot of the best jobs being produced in American cities are being produced in markets where the median housing cost is something like $1 million, a lot of people can't necessarily afford to live there. That is, however, where a lot of American media is placed, is based. So you have all these people who reporting from New York City, like I am, from Boston, where you are, from Washington, D.C., and they don't necessarily see what's going on in the middle of the country. But what's going on is you have local markets that are determined in terms of their retail by these dollar stores. So yeah. It's really important to focus on what's going on there to truly understand what's happening.
Derek Thompson at The Atlantic, thanks so much.
Thank you.